While we were away last week, it was a rough week for the Mavericks in free agency. We've talked about that a couple of times this morning in different segments. Well, joining us now to talk about it is the Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, who is with us on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, God, he's breathing heavy. What's wrong? Why are you out of breath?
I'm on the elliptical.
Oh, you're working out? Yeah, he always works out when he talks to the media.
Give it a rest for like 5 minutes when you're doing media interviews.
Can't. Got to. Got to look hot.
Got to look hot for what?
Yeah. For the public.
Well, tell us about what you went through last week and missing out on Darren Williams and Steve Nash and Jason Kidd and Jason Terry.
We didn't miss out.
Well, what happened?
Who says we missed out?
Well, they're not going to be a part of your team.
Have you read the CBA?
I haven't read the entire CBA, no.
Well, if you read it, you can see they couldn't be a part of our team. Couldn't do it. Couldn't make it work financially. But we still have financial flexibility.
But no, I thought that's what it was about this year, financial flexibility.
That's because you haven't read the CBA.
Oh, okay.
See, you're always going to say that. That's your defense always.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people say it was a bad week.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad week. It's all relative. I mean, the Mavericks didn't have nearly the week that Tomcat had.
Well.
Or Ernest Borgnine.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of a weird comparison.
Or the women who had a crush on Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, they really had a bad week.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that your week wasn't a bad week.
What are you doing now?
Running bleachers.
Running bleachers?
You were just on the elliptical.
I was able to get up. Now, the thing about me now is just setting priorities. And I've got my priorities set with this team.
What are your priorities?
Well, number one, watching old episodes of The Benefactor.
That's a priority?
You learn a lot from that show.
Wait, that's your top priority as Mavericks owner?
Uh-huh. You can learn a lot from that show. A lot of financial flexibility on that show. Number two, taping Shark Tank.
Yeah.
That takes a very high priority.
Yes.
Since I went on the Darren Williams meeting. And then number three, dancing. Getting together with some of my closest friends, and we have Cosmos, and we go dancing at the clubs.
Oh, my.
That's more of a priority than the Mavericks.
And then the Mavericks, I don't know, somewhere around four or so.
Somewhere around four.
Which, by the way, I really think if we work and work hard, I don't know about building a great team, but I think we could build a AAC into a kick-ass club next year. I really do.
What's your team going to look like next year?
Well, that's interesting you ask that, because we have we still have talent on this team. We have Dirk. Roddy Buckets. Heard of him?
Right.
Roddy B.
Yes.
Got tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Got tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And seven other guys I've never really heard of. But keep in mind that you could, with this flexibility, you could see roster flexibility. You could see maybe a jersey with Cuban on the back of it next year.
Oh, no.
Your dream would come
true.
Imagine the possibilities with that.
Guess there may, but Dirk would be real happy about that, taking the court with you.
Let me guess, your number will be that dollar sign thing.
Maybe. It's a good idea. It's a good marketing idea. Yeah, basically when you ask the question, what will the Mavericks be next season? Go down to the Dallas YMCA today and take a close look. Something along those lines, but I don't care.
You don't care?
You don't care.
No, we got a title. What do I care? What do I care? I got a title and a TV show.
Well, yeah.
That's all I have. Fame. I got money.
Yeah, you do
and,
have several points.
That's all that really matters. And here's another thing for all the press and the media that's always hounded me, and now they're really on my ass. This is not my fault. This is Donnie Nelson's fault. He is the one who's in charge of basketball operations, not me. I am in charge of music and dancing with the Mavericks, and that's it. That's always been the case. And firing coaches.
Yeah.
Those three things. And there's another thing. I think another criticism. Hey, how come Cuban wasn't in the meeting? Hey, how come Cuban wasn't in the meeting? That's interesting. I'm getting blamed for actually not being involved with the team.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Criticism used to be the other way. I know.
It's a can't win for you, I guess.
God, what are you doing? Mark, what are you doing?
Tetherball.
What?
I just won a tetherball championship.
You just won a tetherball championship just then?
He says I can't win a title.
You've won a couple now, I guess.
More tetherball, huh?
Guess what I'm doing now?
What?
In the finals at Wimbledon. I'm playing Wii on the Diamond Vision at the AAC. Right next door.
Yes, you are right next door.
Seems like you could have just walked over here and done this interview in person.
I can't because I don't want you to see me cry.
You're crying now.
Yes, I'm crying now.
Okay. Well, maybe we better let you go then if you're getting that choked up.
It's so weird.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe Anderson Cooper said that.
Okay, that was Mark Cuban joining us here on the Ticket Hotline.